My fellow Dominicans, I am pleased to address you on this occasion. Since 1954, November 20 is observed as Universal Children's Day. This day aims to promote international togetherness and raise awareness on children worldwide with a view to improve their welfare. This year's observance of Universal Children's Day is being celebrated under the theme Investing in Our Future Means Investing in Our Children. Also, this year, the commemoration of International Men's Day coincides with the celebration of Universal Children's Day. International Men's Day is celebrated in over 80 countries globally and provides a crucial platform to address global challenges facing men and boys, underscoring the significance of positive male role models in the lives of children. In Dominica, our national theme for International Men's Day is Fatherhood and Health, the Building Blocks of Family Resilience. This theme emphasizes the pivotal role of fatherhood as it is aligned with the joint observance of International Men's Day and Children's Day. These two observances are intertwined as we explore the vital connection between responsible fatherhood and the positive outcomes for our children. Additionally, commemorating these annual activities is an opportunity to help focus on improving the bonds between children and their fathers, which would lead to holistic growth and development of our children. The Ministry of Health, Wellness and Social Services supports the view that healthy fatherhood and the well-being of men are integral components of promoting gender equality and building healthy families. Furthermore, when men prioritize their spiritual, physical, and mental health, they are better equipped to support their families emotionally. Dear friends, children are precious gems, and we all have a responsibility to protect them from harm. The old adage that it takes a village to raise a child is a timely reminder as we as a nation mark International Children's Day. We are reminded that parents are primarily responsible for catering to the needs of their children. However, the wider society does have a critical role to play in the protection of children and also to intervene depending on the circumstances. Government continues to explore targeted investments and interventions to enhance the lives of children, including those living with disabilities, children from ethnic minorities, and those who are marginalized. Investments have been made in many areas, including universal primary education, transportation grants, free medical care for children, disbursement of public assistance to families, and annual budgetary allocations towards the foster care program, among others. In addition, the recent enactment of the family model laws, such as the Children Care and Adoption Act, are in many respects associated with children and their overall welfare. One of the primary purposes of this act is the care and protection of a child from abuse and neglect in a manner that ensures that the best interest of the child is given paramount consideration. The court now has at its disposal a number of orders which could be imposed for the protection of children. The Children Care and Adoption Act also contains provision for mandatory reporting of child abuse by selected practitioners. Another updated legislation is the Domestic Violence Act 2023, which makes provision for a child or dependent to apply to the court for a protection order. Provision is also made for certain practitioners to apply for a protection order on behalf of a child. We all in Dominica should be appalled when we hear reports of children, some of whom are still minors, being violated sexually and otherwise. It is especially disturbing when a father, who is regarded as the protector and provider of the family, is the one sometimes engaged in the abuse of children. We implore any father who has lost his way to remember that the very fabric of our society is being affected by these heinous acts. I therefore call on all sectors of society to encourage our children to speak out and assure them that their voices will be heard and taken seriously to stamp out this social ill. As the Ministry of Health, Wellness and Social Services intensifies its sensitization programs, you will be hearing more from us on actions to be taken to invest in families for a resilient Dominica. Focus will be on the following: providing training to frontline service providers to effectively implement the new family laws, community sensitization programs on child protection with a view for greater involvement by members of the society, engagement of various communities and institutions to form partnerships to better the lives of children, and development of programs and activities in working more closely with children and their families. In conclusion, let me emphasize that children are a great asset to any nation. Therefore, we call for continued partnerships to ensure children's protection, survival, and development in building a better Dominica. The role of fathers is very critical, as they should be engaged in the nurturing of children. As emphasized in the national theme, fatherhood should serve as a building block in creating more resilient families. Let us all, fathers, mothers, and communities at large, embrace our role in ensuring that our children are protected and remain safe. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.